The leaders of the United States and China say they have reached an agreement to reduce pollution linked to climate change. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping made the announcement during a joint news conference in Beijing. Companies in the United States and China produce more carbon dioxide than those in any other country. Studies have linked rising levels of the gas to rising temperatures on Earth's surface. Mr. Obama said the U.S. agreed to cut carbon dioxide emissions by 26% to 28% by 2025. Mr. Xi said carbon dioxide emissions in China would stop rising by about 2030. That is the first time that China has set such a date. A meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations has opened in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw. Delegates to the talks represent more than 600 million people. On Thursday, the 9th East Asia Summit will begin in Myanmar. President Obama plans to attend the summit. So are top officials from China, South Korea, Australia, India, Japan, and Russia. The Ukrainian defense minister says he has ordered his country's forces to prepare for a possible attack by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's defense minister told a government meeting on Wednesday that additional forces have joined the separatists. On September 5th, the rebels and Ukraine's government agreed to a ceasefire, but there have been clashes in eastern Ukraine since then. North Atlantic Treaty Organization officials say they have seen Russian military equipment entering eastern Ukraine in the past 2 days. The equipment is said to include Russian tanks and artillery. Syrian activists say 7 weeks of American-led airstrikes have killed at least 860 people in Syria. They say most of the dead were Islamic State militants. On Wednesday, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the number of dead could be much higher. The group said at least 50 civilians were among those killed in the attacks. I'm Anna Mateo. And now for words in this story. Pollution, noun, the release of dangerous or unpleasant substances into the air, soil, or water. Represent, verb, to act in the place of someone else, to substitute for, to serve as an example. Separatists, noun, a member of a group of people who want to form a new country or religion. Strikes, noun, an act or example of striking. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.